Hello.
Hello, Anna.
Hello.
Hi. I'm sorry. I know I told you 2 hours, but I got a little backed up. Are you available right now?
No, that's good. I just got to the office. I was trying to call you, but nobody was answering the phone.
Oh, yes. Fortunately, sometimes when I'm on a call, I can't answer the second one. It doesn't even show me that somebody's calling me. But I was definitely making it a priority to call you back. So Anna,
no,
I have a
question. No, I know. I know. Don't worry. I just got it. I just got the office.
Okay, thank you. Well, I hope you're having a good day today.
Very good time.
It is Friday, huh? So Anna,
yes.
I have a question for you. So you sent me that rendering, that picture of the design that you have. Do you have a list of the cabinets that you're seeking, like the SKUs?
No, but I don't have the list because I did the drawing.
Okay.
Was not some company that did for me. You see, that is very it's very primary because it's not a. It's one thing that I do. I have the cabinets, the shape of the cabinets on my computer. I just put together the ones that I think is going to be good.
Okay. Oh,
but
that makes sense.
It's not in scale or anything.
Okay. So you would like for us to just, let's say, just add the design that we think that it's the best? I mean, the cabinets? As long as it's a measurement,
yes,
right?
Yes and no. Yes and no.
Okay.
Because,
so please tell me the no first.
Okay. I try my best to do whatever I spoke with the client.
Okay.
Okay. So I know that he wants the trash can in between the dishwasher and the refrigerator.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So
yes.
That's why I put up. I don't know how wide is the cabinet for trash can that you have.
Well, it's usually about 18 inches.
Okay, I put out. I imagine I 18 when I did my calculation.
Okay.
And so,
yes, that's usually the standard size, 18 inches.
Yes, and on the one side of the stove. The side of where there is a soffit and the cabinet have to be 30 inches tall, no 36 tall, the rest of the cabinets. I put in the top, under the soffit, the cabinet is 30 inches. Did you see this?
I'm actually looking at it right now. Let me put that on my notes. So you said you want the trash can in between the dishwasher and the stove, right?
The dishwasher and the refrigerator.
And the refrigerator.
Yeah, and under the soffit, the cabinet has to be 30 inches, not 36. The top cabinet. Okay? So on that side of, there is a wall. So the cabinet cannot be 18. The cabinet has to be 15, and I have to have a 3 inches filler because if I put the cabinet on the wall, it's going to be too hard to open.
Right, absolutely. So you're speaking on the wall. I'm looking at the picture right now. So you're talking about
see
the wall
where
on top.
Stop it? See where I wrote soffit and I did a smaller cabinet?
Right at the bottom,
In your right-hand side on the top?
Right-hand side. Yes, I see where it says soffit.
Okay. So I put, it's 18 inches, that soffit. So what I did is I put a 15, I imagine, because it's not in scale, I imagine a 15-inch cabinet and a filler, 3 inches. That's why I left this little space there.
Right, so I was going to ask you about that. So there is a missing space there. So if I heard you correctly, that where you put soffit there, is it's going to be 15 inches with a 3-inch filler.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's how I do this calculation, because look, if I have the wall is, let me open up the calculator again.
So I
kind of can have a list of cabinets, because I know which one I need. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The wall is 172. So I do need a
I see that. Mm-hmm.
Top cabinet 15, a wall cabinet 15. And then I need I will need a panel, right?
Okay.
No panel, I will need a skin. I don't know if you work with skin or just panel.
We could do skin, yes, absolutely. Can you give me the size of the skin?
I will need one skin 30 and one skin 36.
30. So one skin 30 and one skin 36.
I just told you that I will not need another skin on the other side, because it's going to be against the refrigerator panel. So yes, I need one skin 30 and one skin 36. And a wall cabinet for the top of the microwave. This cabinet is probably I don't know if it's a 12 or 15. A regular deep, 12 inches deep. I think it's a 1530. But I'm not sure if it's a 15 or 12. And then on this, let me see, minus 30 or 127. So on the side, on the other side of the stove, I have to put a 12 inches cabinet. There's a question here. If I put three drawers, but my client wants that insert to put utensils.
Okay.
Do you have that part, or I have to buy another place?
You meaning like a pull-out drawer?
No. This 12 inches that is on the side of the oven, the stove, okay?
Okay.
I draw three drawers, is going to have to be a full door cabinet. Just one door. No drawer on the top. Just a full door cabinet.
Okay, because so you're talking about to the right side, right, where you drew the three one?
On the left.
On the left, so you have one drawer.
No, on the left of the oven, the stove. See, there is a soffit, three drawers, and then the stove, and then three drawers again. Right?
Right, I see that. I see the drawers there.
Okay. Instead of to have three drawers, I need a full door. So it's a full door base 12 inches plus 1 inch filler. And then comes the 36 inches sink base. And then comes the washer machine. And then the trash can, and then the refrigerator, right?
I see it, yes.
Okay.
So, although you said you want a full door of 12 inches, you said?
Yes, a 12 inches full door, because he wants to put an insert for utensils. And the insert I buy on Home Depot, and I put in any cabinet. There is no problem.
Okay. And you said it's just one full door, right? Or you want two full doors?
No, one full door, 12 inches.
Okay.
The other side is going to be drawers, 15 inches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you need me to send out the because I do the measurements before I do the drawing. I imagine how it's going to be. You know, that's why when I send the picture, I can, not exactly, but an idea what I want. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, it's absolutely. Well, like, let's say, just like a rough example. That's it. And
yeah.
Then you're gonna modify with it.
Yes.
Give me one second. I'm putting all that on the notes. So, if I heard you correctly, you want a full door of 12 inches next to the oven instead of three, right?
Yes, well, instead of three drawers on the left side of the, I mean, the right side, the wall is the three drawers, and then the top cabinet, and then a 12 inches, and then a 36 inches, and then a 24 inches, and then a 18, and then a 36 on the top of the refrigerator, and on the side of the refrigerator, we want a full panel, 36 inches deep.
Mm-hmm. 36 inches deep?
Yeah. Not the 24. I went to 36.
Okay. So 36 inch fridge.
Yes. And the top cabinet on the top of the refrigerator will have to be a 24 inches deep.
Okay, so 36 inches deep with the fridge, and then on top you want 24 inches.
Yeah, usually they don't have 36 to be on the top cabin. The maximum
right.
They have is 24.
Standard's 24. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
okay. On the top of the dryer and washer machine, I don't know if they have a 30 inches cabinet that is 24 inches deep. I don't know. So if you do have, I need two 36, 24 inches deep. If you don't have, and then I will get the 12 inches and just build a box on the back. Because I wouldn't push the cabinets to the front of the, because this was a closet, and they're not going to use the doors of the closet anymore. They're going to match the kitchen cabinets on the top of the washer and dryer.
Okay. So I just, from the drawing that you sent me, give me one second. I have my team actually email me your information right now. Okay, so from just the drawing that you sent me, I'm going to send you the quotes right now for assembled and flat box. This is for the one that you just sent me. I'm going to go ahead and let them know that you want to, that you are modifying some stuff and what that gap was. Because they asked me about the gap where it says soffit. That was their main concern. So I'm going to talk to them. Oh, I'm gonna send you the information right away. Actually, let me send it to you right now.
I wrote what it is. I wrote the measurement, and I put on the top. If you read the top, I put top cabinet 36 inches. Under the soffit is 30 inches. Cabinet white shaker.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. So, we are like I said, they just sent me the quote that you for the drawing, for the exact drawing that you sent me. So, but I'm gonna let them know that you're trying to modify those three drawers, and that you want that your customer.
Yeah, but the price is not gonna be too much different on this. It's
no,
just
no, it's
one
not.
Cabinet that was supposed to be three drawers, and he decided that he wants to put an insert for utensils, so I have to have a full door cabinet.
Mm. Yeah, instead of the three drawers. Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. So let me go ahead and start working on this, and I'm going to go ahead and pass this along to my team. And I'm going to send you the quote as of what the drawing is right now. And then my team will start modifying that. And then, like you said, it wouldn't be that big difference of a price. But they will but I would have to get that. I want to send you the exact quote. I don't want to just tell you, okay, it's going to be this a little much
yes,
more.
Yes, and send me the drawings that they did to give me a quote on. And
well, the drawings, they use your drawings. They use this rendering that you have, that's the one they use. If you want us to make us our own personal drawing, like from our design team, then you would have to send me the exact, let's say, SKUs and the numbers we already have, the measurements. But if you want us
yes,
to
yes, because
do that,
I don't know because it's very hard for me to give you a wheat cabinet without drawing. You know, how they're going to know if this is going to fit. And I did not put any measurements on those cabinets. How they did by my pictures. I did not put in scale or anything. I just put the measurements.
Well, they're going by the size. You know how you put 172 and 72? They're going by that measurement. And once again, you can always, like, well, I'm going to send it to you, and if anything is missing, we can, like I said, get a team to start designing that for you as well. But they're going by
very complicated, Jose, because I don't know the list of, I have to make a list of cabinets and compare and see if there's everything there.
Well, I'm going to send you the list right now of what they have, of what they're offering, and what they as for the numbers that you gave me, I'm going to send you the list right now of what they are, they, let's say, estimated. And then,
okay.
Like you said, well, I want to change this, and you can always send it back and say, look, I don't need this, and I don't need that. But for us to render a design as well, we can do that, absolutely. We can modify it, but that will take another, that would actually probably take till Monday, because it's Friday and they are off on the weekend.
Okay, send me what you have. And
yeah, this is just going to be the quote of just for the measurement,
yeah.
And what the team.
Send me whatever you have, because I will see the price, and I will price out in another place, so I know.
Okay, so I'm going to send you two quotes. One's going to be for assembled, and one's going to be for RTA, flat box. And
okay.
Please double check it, and then I'm going to pass along the information that you gave me about the trash can and the fillers and the flat the skins. And the single door instead of the three drawers, I'm going to pass that information along to them. So there's definitely going to be a change there, and maybe, the price will probably be a little more or a little less, you know, but they're definitely going to work on that.
Okay.
Is that okay, Anna?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll keep in touch with you. I'm going to be sending you those quotes right now as soon as we get off the phone, and, please double check it and let me know what if you have any other questions.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Anna. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.